Ignition interlocks are breathalyzers that are hardwired to cars and trucks to prevent them from starting when the driver is drunk. Judges in Wisconsin already have the option of ordering an interlock on someone's vehicle after their second drunk driving offense. This plan would require it for a first offense if a driver is arrested with a blood alcohol percentage of 0.16 or higher. Mothers Against Drunk Driving Director Carrie Kennard says there's a practical reason to go with that number.
The average BAC in Wisconsin is 0.17 with drunk driving arrests. So a 0.16, although well above the 0.08 illegal limit, is pretty much the average in Wisconsin.
A plan being drafted by Assembly sponsor Tony Stescunas of West Allis would also increase the fine for a DUI arrest by $50 to help pay for installing and using ignition interlocks. Stescunas says it's not the only steps Wisconsin can take to deal with drunk driving, but it's a better approach than punitive measures like taking away someone's license or impounding their car.
A mandatory ignition interlock is all about changing behaviors. We need to start changing behaviors of drunk drivers to let them know that it's not okay to drink and then drive.
Supporters say they'd like to see the legislature take up and pass this plan immediately, but it's unlikely with lawmakers already done with their regular session, especially given that they took a pass on more modest ignition interlock legislation earlier this year. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.